Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Friday at 4 o'clock, which means we are joined by the great Ron Jaworski. You can see him on the NBC Sports Philly pre- and post-game show. Not this weekend, though. Jaws, how you doing, man?
I am doing terrific. Happy Halloween to you guys. I hope you have a great night walking around getting some candy.
Yes, you as well. Do you know Jack, our host and producer here, decided instead of giving out the normal candy, he got organic gummy bears to hand out. That is a real thing. He's gotten a lot of heat for that. What do you think? He said he wants the kids to be healthier. What do you think about that effort?
No, that won't be popular. That, you know, that kids want candy. They want Hershey's chocolate bars. They want, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, in fact, I'll be with my grandsons. I'll ask them what they like because they're going out as being dressed up, those Happy Gilmore. So maybe they'll get some chocolate.
There you go.
Yeah.
They definitely aren't looking for organic gummies.
Yes.
No.
We suggested the kids on the street egg his house instead of going out to get candy. So.
That may happen. Now.
Yes.
You get gummies. You're coming back. Yeah. Eggs.
For sure. You know, we're in the bye week. Looking back to, you know, your playing days, a week off, what does that do for you mentally and physically during an NFL season?
Well, it's like the best thing could happen for you in the middle of the season. There's no question. Your body's beat up. Been going through training camp since July. And, you know, you don't have to worry about getting up in the morning, getting any treatment. You know, you're healthy. And I know as a quarterback, you know, your arm just works every single day. You're throwing. You get a couple of days off, and then all of a sudden, some life comes back in your arm and saying, oh, my goodness, I needed that. It just freshens everyone up. And also, state of mind. I always felt he came back. I felt pressure mentally as well because you don't have a coach grilling you every single day. You kind of get some time away from the game, and you have fun and relax a little bit. Get around to golfing if you can.
I'm surprised Coach Vermeil gave you guys a week off, man.
As tough as he was, he knew when it was time to rest. he knew when he overcoached us and beat us up pretty damn good.
Yeah, you know, last year, it actually, we looked last season at the week five bye week, and we said, too early. It actually happened at a perfect time, I think, last year for the Eagles. And I think this year for the Eagles, too, you know, they're able to get things rolling and found some things that are working on offense. And an extra week to sort of figure out what was working and perfect that for the second half of the season, especially given the couple of games they have right after the bye. Seems like it came at a good time this year for them, too.
I would totally agree with that, Spike. Knowing you got to play the Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions, not only from the player's standpoint, but the coach's standpoint, the preparation is so important. Now, the players will have off. The coaches will not. They'll be breaking down the tape. First of all, they'll do their self-scouting first, make sure they cover that. So you got to really do a deep dive on what you're doing yourself. Other teams are doing that on you as well. And then you can look at your opponents. And we got two tremendous opponents coming up, and it'll kind of be the telltale sign of our season with Green Bay and Detroit back-to-back.
Yeah, the offensive, you know, performance we saw out of the Eagles game against the Giants was like awesome. How much of what you saw in that game? You know, the Giants are the best team in the world. They have a good defensive front. How much of what you saw in that game was I guess true evolution and something that we can look forward to the rest of the season?
Well, the first thing I thought of was, how the hell did we lose these guys 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
That was my first reaction. I said, they've probably got about five or six really good players, the Giants do, but that's all they got. I mean, they got a bunch of guys named Joe. You know, they really don't have any depth in their roster, and you know, they've been that way for years. But I was like, how the hell did they beat us? So that was the biggest thing that I got out of, you know, whipping their butt like we did, you know, last week. But I think it takes time to find your water level. You find out what the players are, and more importantly, what they're not. On the defensive side, people don't assimilate into a system very quickly. Mm-hmm. It takes time. And Vic Fangio's system is very complex and sophisticated. So when you look at the system, you just don't say, here's what you do. You got to actually play in the system, be in the system, communicate the system. That's what takes the time. So I think the defense will be much better after the bye week.
Yeah, we've been discussing like how to improve the team, right? We've been speculating with trades, things of that nature. The Eagles made a sort of a small move to bring in Michael Carter II from the Jets, a slot corner. You look at the roster, Jaws, moving forward. You got the trade deadline coming up in the week. How comfortable are you with where they are roster-wise, personnel-wise, and would you foresee anything sort of happening prior to the trade deadline? Anything else happening?
I think they addressed what I thought was a need. I think most people felt was a need was corner number two. You know, now you get a guy, Mike Carter, who's was a high draft choice and was paid a lot of money up in New York and didn't play out for them, but he does have some talent. So I think they would think he was the best guy on the market available to the Eagles, and that would probably shore up that corner number two spot. And although I thought Kaylee Ringo played well last week, and so I don't want to bemean anyone because he did play well in that game, but it's obviously been an issue throughout the regular season so far. But now I think we've shored that up.
It's been a little bit of a head scratcher, right, when they brought him over. Because when he signed his extension with the Jets, he became the highest paid slot corner. Yep. He's one of the best in the game. We all know that's the position Coop plays. Do you think Coop moves out of that position? We've talked about this, him moving to the outside. What's your thoughts on that idea? Do you leave him where he's at? How do you think this affects how they use Cooper DeJean moving forward?
Well, Cooper DeJean has been outstanding. That's a given. I know he's the kind of guy you can use as a swingman. You could put him outside. You could put him on the slot. He can be physical. He can play off. I mean, he's got all the tools to be, a great corner nickelback in this league for a long, long time. But I think, Vic Fangio will figure it out. Vic's been, a coach for over 40 years. And, he has a plan. The plan will be put in place. I'm not sure what it'll be, but we'll see it against Green Bay. And, of course, we'll see it against Detroit because those two teams have great receiving cores.
The performance of the offensive line was I would think the best one of the year. And it was interesting having Brett Toth there at center. You have to be encouraged by them able to do that and the running game actually getting to a place that we're used to seeing it.
Oh, Spike, I love you bringing that up. I've been asking for this for weeks right now. Get some heavy formation at six offensive linemen on the field. Fred Johnson, I think, played 10 snaps with the heavy formation. The quarterback under center. I'll say it three times. I think that's, you can't be a predominant shotgun team, pistol team, and have a power running game. The first thing on those last couple weeks, they've gone to the heavy formation, six offensive linemen on the field, and you can still throw play action on it. In fact, the big touchdown pass to AJ was, to Smitty, the 79-yard a couple weeks ago was from that formation, a heavy formation, quarterback under center. You get people to bite on the run because they think it's going to be a run. So I love the fact that we're running the ball out of the quarterback under center. We're having six offensive linemen on the field. And you impose your will when you bring six offensive linemen on the field. I love the way this offense is starting to grow and expand its wings.
Yeah, I think Jalen Hurts deserves credit for doing something he might not have been super comfortable with in the past. And I think Kevin Petullo deserves some credit for getting him there in a place. And we even saw a successful screen pass, which I know it sounds basic, but we haven't seen a ton of those historically. So I think you see the growth of both of those guys throughout the season, able to do things that maybe they weren't able to do previously.
First of all, it's thing these bubble screens. I hate them. I mean, I think quarterbacks call them to get their percentage of completions up high. I mean, every team is running every other place a bubble screen, and in most part they're not very effective. Teams have figured out how to stop them. But man, it's like, but I think the normal screen game is what really gets going, and that's what you have to get going. When you play against good pass rush teams, the screen game is the kryptonite. That's what you got to do.
Absolutely. Two big games after the bye, the Packers and the Lions. If you were to, I guess, make tiers in the NFC, I guess it would be the Eagles, the Lions, the Packers, and the Rams in that first tier. Do you think of it the same way?
I think the Bucs are in that group as well. So
yeah,
you'd probably put them in that group. But no, that's but we're going to find out. I think we've been uneven, although the record is respectable at 6-2, very respectable. I think we've been uneven and we have been consistent. We'll find out really how good we are the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. All right, Chaz. Well, a happy Halloween to you.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you get plenty of organic candy in your Halloween bag.
I will egg the house.
All right, there you go. There it is. All right, Chaz. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, brother.
Love you guys. Thanks, man. Happy Halloween.
All right, you as well. Man, that six offensive lineman thing. Every analyst we've had has talked about it, but it really seems like they've unlocked something with a real use. What was Jordan calling it Monday night? The Big Freddy?
Big Freddy? Is that what they call it?
Yeah,
the Big Freddy?
He called it Big Freddy. He said he didn't know if Fred would like that, but he called it Big Freddy. But it just seems like they've unlocked something there.
We already know why they had to do it, because the tight ends can't block.
Yes. Well, so Goddard's the only one.
You got to bring in the old lineman to actually do it for him.
Yeah, but, you know, whatever
it works,
whatever
yes.
it takes. And it's
no
not,
doubt.
It's not, you know, Grant Calcaterra is a fine pass catcher, but it's not like you're pulling somebody off the field
right.
who's an enormous difference maker that you're really feeling the loss from.
And you need it in that run game.
Yes.
Like, that's what you need it for, that run game.
The other thing that I think will be interesting for the Eagles to think, and maybe I'm getting ahead of myself in that it was one good game from Brett Toth.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
But Brett Toth played really well as center. And we talked to Jordan Mailata Monday night. He mentioned that Brett Toth, when he first met Brett, I think Brett Toth weighed like 260 pounds, was very lean.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he is, you know, they look at Brett Toth and he looks like a center. He plays like a center. And I guess I just wonder, look, again, it was one good game, Brett Toth, bit of a journeyman, whatever. But I wonder moving forward if they are next year not thrilled with Tyler Steen, if they would consider moving Juergens to guard and keeping Brett Toth in there at center, especially when they've spent enough money on their offensive line, right? They're not going to spend more money on their offensive line. So the odds of them spending more money on a guard somewhere isn't it. I wonder if that is a solution at some point. You know, now that Cam Juergens is already paid, he doesn't have to worry about his contract, things like that. If I don't know if we're going to see Brett Toth. Now, they didn't put... They didn't put Juergens on IR, so I assume he's going to play after the break. Mm-hmm. But it's something to think about, I think, moving forward for them.
Yeah, you'd have to wonder if you get better production from a overall unit standpoint with Cam at center and Steen at right guard, or Brett Toth at center and Cam at guard.
Yes.
Because Cam is going to want to play center.
Yes.
That's what he was drafted to do.
Yeah, like,
that's what he's going to want to do.
Yep.
So, I agree. They played much better last week. He looked much better, Brett Toth, that is, in that. But that looked more like a natural position to him.
Even his shotgun snaps, which, you know, a few people, Elliot said during training camp, his shotgun snaps were not good, Toth.
Right.
But I didn't notice any problems last week. There weren't any issues last week, I don't think.
Nope.
You know, so. All right, 215-592-9494. Scott Navington, you're on WIP. What's up, Scott?
Hey guys, how you doing today?
What's up, Scott?
What's up, Scott?
I figured out a way to make this Myles Garrett thing work.
All right, okay.
So you got to hear me out here.
All right,
it's a little complicated, and it would involve a couple of restructured deals while in flight, which that happens. So here's what happens: the Patriots get AJ Brown and Jordan Davis and his fifth-year option. Okay.
Okay.
And with AJ Brown getting restructured on the way in.
Okay.
The Browns get the Patriots' 31st pick in the draft next year and a third round pick.
Okay.
The Browns also get the 32nd pick in the draft, which is the Eagles. So they get two first rounders next year and a third rounder instead of waiting 3 years to realize the value. Eagles get Garrett.
So the Browns are basically getting two first round picks for Garrett.
They're getting two first rounders right now and a third rounder.
Okay.
We toss off, and the restructuring is required so that we don't get killed on the dead cap hit next year.
I have to be honest with you. I have to be honest with you, Scott. It's creative, but if you were to ask me, like, here's the trade for the Eagles. The Eagles are trading Jordan Davis, AJ Brown, one first round pick for Myles Garrett. I would have to wonder if they would be more comfortable just trading the picks.
I wouldn't trade Jordan Davis.
Are you going to pay Jordan Davis?
I might.
Yes, next year. Then you have to pay him.
Yeah. I might.
You want to pay him next year? No, instead you can get, like, what is his fifth-year option? That's a big number, isn't it?
It's going to be like 10 to 15 million.
I think it's 13.
13,
yeah, I think
somewhere
it's 13
around
million.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the 13 right. million is nothing.
Yeah, yeah, it's not our money.
Get that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I admire the creativity. I admire the creativity, and I do think if Howie is making this trade with Myles Garrett, somewhere in the back of his mind, he is figuring out a way to replenish. He's not going to replenish all the picks.
Right.
But
he's going to lessen the blow.
Yeah, you have to look at AJ, even if it's in the offseason, as a way that you're replenishing the picks. I can't remember a three-way trade in the NFL. I mean, I'm sure they've happened.
Well, hell, we were involved in one.
Were we?
When we traded for T.O.
Oh, right. Yeah, that was one.
Baltimore and San Francisco.
That was 20 years ago? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the hard deal with the three-way trade is it's already complicated from a cap standpoint with two teams.
Right.
But, man.
That's why you have to restructure.
Man, do you want to watch the Patriots win the Super Bowl with
No, we beat them in the Super Bowl.
Oh,
remember
okay.
the 32nd and 31st pick?
No, I'm talking about this year.
They're a good team this year, by the way.
Yeah, well,
here's why it's good for the Patriots too. They get to put back together that tackle tandem from last year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you're making the Patriots really, really good in that. You know, by giving
and
we'll
them only see them once a year at most.
Okay, all right, Scott. Well, it's a creative.
Yeah.
A creative solution.
Yep.
I have to.
You got to think outside the box.
Yeah.
Yep.
This segment is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. There is the thing with the NFL where we will talk about this. The odds of these, I mean, a blockbuster at the trade deadline. I'm trying to think. Can you remember an NFL blockbuster? Because Myles Garrett would be a blockbuster.
Yeah.
Many
well, I mean, Jalen Ramsey got
Jalen
traded.
Jalen Ramsey's the one that I can think of.
He got traded. Who else? Odell, didn't he? Didn't Odell get going at the trade deadline?
I don't remember.
That wasn't the trade deadline? Wasn't Odell to the Browns at the trade deadline?
I thought that was before the season.
Was it before the season?
Yeah.
Okay.
It just doesn't happen that much. You know?
Yeah. No.
215-592-9494. Gary in Vineland, you're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
Hey, Spunk, I was like in and out. So, red herring, is that what Jack's going to give to the kids tonight?
Going to give them what?
A red herring.
I heard you say red herring. Is that what Jack's giving to the kids?
Yeah, as long as it's wild-caught herring, he'd give to them. He's not going to give them any farm-raised herring. Yeah.
Do they have to be like 105 feet apart?
Yes. Yep. Just like the chickens.
I know all this talk about the big, you know, defensive linemen. Like, nobody's saying about, let's get Flacco.
Joe Flacco?
Like, where's that guy?
Is this real?
Are you being serious?
Yeah, man, that was.
Yeah.
Oh, yesterday.
You're making a joke from yesterday.
You threw me off, man, with that. Gary. Yeah, I'm like.
I mean, Gary, you do this all the time, buddy. We don't have time to sit and think about the joke. How many people heard that? That guy drives me crazy because he doesn't listen. He just wouldn't listen to me.
Yeah. What's his Mike? His name Mike, right? Is it Michael?
Mike in Williamstown.
Mike in Williamstown,
maybe?
Yeah.
He wouldn't understand. He was bringing back an argument from this summer, and he didn't even have the argument right.
I was having flashbacks from the guy that wanted two gloves.
Yeah. You remember that guy that thought Kenny Pickett? Yeah. You just wanted to trade back for Kenny Pickett?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I say trade whoever you got to trade to get this guy in here, and we're going to be a force to reckon with.
I can't even imagine.
How many people are against it?
Yeah.
How can you be?
Well, because, you know,
the thought of giving up three first round picks.
And we're always in Philly. I imagine this is every other town too. But when we want to trade for a good player, we always assume that the other team doesn't know that our bad players are
bad.
Yeah. It's always like if the old Philly would have been, all right, here's what we do. We give him Ringo. We give him Ja'Cory Bennett.
Yeah, yeah.
We give him a third.
Yeah.
And we're going to get Miles.
See if they want Uche, too. Yeah, see if they want Uche.
Uche, yep. Yeah. Yeah.
That was like your dad's days. Like, let's give him a bag of balls.
Yep. Yeah.
An old jug machine.
Yeah, I used
let's
to do.
Give him a smart quarterback.
I used to, because that was, we don't do that so much anymore here on WIP, the imaginary trades. When I started here at WIP, I'd do that late night show. I'd do an hour that was all fake trades. And it was based on the fact that our trades here in Philadelphia are always give us our crap.
Always, yeah.
Yeah, our crap for their good guys. And then you go, all right, well, how about we want to give Nolan Smith? It's like, no, can't give up him. Yeah. All right, Gary, you got any very specific jokes from 3 days ago before we let you go?
I have some next week from last week.
All right. Okay. There he is, Gary from Vineland. Gary's always got a reference that if we don't remember it, like, how are the listeners going to remember it? The reference Gary was making was to a call yesterday with some guy that misunderstood a point from 5 months ago about Joe Flacco I was making.
Yeah. Gary wants to do the second level thing.
Yes.
Sometimes it don't land.
Nah, we're first level thinkers here. Fart jokes make go. Did you hear Sassy Elliott? First level jokes. All right. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we find out if I keep the belt. Ike was gracious enough last week when we were going to say that Devin would keep the belt.
You earned it.
That I had a great week last week. So I have the belt. The question is, has anyone done anything good enough to get the belt? Also be joined by Tommy down the shore. Ah, what a great show Football Fridays are. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.